Yeah, good little spot picked out on the bank there. This is Fish and Frank. Gonna look for a spot in the bank. Gonna go fishing. How you gonna beat that? Yeah, everything's gonna work out fine.
If you say so.
Well, Josh Oliver is here to keep me in line, under control, and make sure that everything just works out peachy keen and dandy.
Do not put that on me.
Okay, anyway, you know, I was working with a customer today, and we're talking about these rods, and they're two rods almost identical, but different. They're both split butt, because he prefers the split butt. Now, the only thing between a solid butt on the end of the rod, now I'm talking from the handle back down to the bottom of the rod, where your handle is, the full cork butt or the full foam, or maybe then you've got the split ones. And what was weird from 92 through 98, while I was over in Europe selling tackle, everything over there had that split style butt on it. You had a little bit of handle, you'd see some of the blank, and then a little end on it. And
right.
The handle would be split in two pieces below the reel seat. And everything in the U.S. was always with a full handle on it. You'd have the reel seat, and then either the foam or the cork or whatever material went all the way from the reel seat to the bottom of the rod. Now, I couldn't remember, outside of looks, for the first couple of years we were selling them, I thought, well, it's just a matter of looks. You know, this is a European style, U.S. style. They're swapping them back and forth just for something new to look at. And we found out there is a difference in the way they feel when you're bracing it. And in saltwater fishing, I tend to use my arm. I grab the pole, have my hand on the reel, but then I tip my wrist down so the butt of the rod lays against my forearm. Allows me that much more leverage and power, utilizing the big muscles of, you know, your biceps or whatever they are. But you get to a lot more grip on it, a lot more power to keep up to that redfish when he's pulling. When I was fishing bass, I never had, my wrist was good enough. I could hold the fish with the wrist.
Well, that's a bass.
But once you get into a jack or a redfish, I ended up having to use the, put the butt of the rod against my forearm. And with a split butt, some of them stay on that arm better under pressure. Some people, a full butt stays better. It literally, one or the other, and there's no wrong or right. There's no, this is the one for you and this is the one for them and all this. Literally by the person, and if you come in and we're picking rods with you and I put all the weights on, we go through, people freak out because I can put 15, 20 rods up against the case and we'll go, okay, better, worse. And I'm putting weights on the end, dropping it, simulate the fight of a fish. And it's surprising how many people, oh, no, I just, this is the only kind of, I don't like those, well, we'll see. And, wow, I like that.
Right.
But then you get to another type of rod, a different brand, or the same brand, a different model, and it does not feel good. Literally, you cannot say that you like the full butts of a rod or the split butts unless it's by that particular rod.
Right, and they all seem to have different lengths on them, like the TFOs with the split butts. Those had a much shorter butt overall than if you compare them to, let's say, the Star Stuff.
Parking lot, and I said, here, pretend you're casting. And he instantly reached up with his other hand to grab the butt of the rod. I said, the star's the rod for you. That extra bit of the handle is going to make it much more comfortable for you, because he's throwing using the hand on the reel, and then his other hand is kind of a pivot.
Right.
And
the fulcrum method.
The fulcrum method, exactly. Two-handed casting, where I usually throw with one hand, so the pen rod was way more comfortable, because there was 3.5 more inches of rod, 3.5 less inches of handle, I could throw it easier with one hand.
And exactly what I didn't like about those TFOs. They were great for fighting the fish. It felt wonderful. But for actually casting, I didn't like them at all. And
you
I didn't
throw it two hands.
I almost always throw it two handed.
But see, that's why. You need to look at the Stellar Light, maybe a Redbone, or maybe a different form of the pen, or one of them other ones, or different labels. But that's how we found this guy's rod, was by actually going out in the parking lot, and he instinctively grabbed it with his other hand.
Yep.
So I knew right away the pen was not the rod for him. He needed the Stellar Light. These are the ways you can work through finding out what rods are good for you, what rods aren't, why the handles make a difference. Because it can make a tremendous amount of difference in the way you cast or the way you fight a fish. Any last words before we wrap up this?
Just to say that you're 100% right, that the only way to know what's the right rod is to experience it. You can't go by what your buddy uses. You can't go by what you see advertised. You've got to actually go put it in your hands and see what it really feels like. Don't trust anybody's judgment but your own.
I agree 100%. And we're going out to go fishing. Yeah, well, maybe I'm dreaming about it.
I'm sure I got more radio show to do.
Yeah, so anyway, Fishing Frank here. And thanks for helping me out on my way outside with Fishing Frank here. Josh Olive, the fishing coach, man.
Hooray.
The fishing coach. All right. You guys have a good rest of the show, Josh. If I fish by my line on a Sunday morning, really morning.